This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
United Nations scientists are warning that unless carbon dioxide emissions are cut dramatically, there will be dire consequences. Heat, drought, food shortages, and severe flooding could all be on the rise. But despite the high stakes, candidates for Wisconsin governor and U.S. Senate aren't saying much about climate change. Danielle Kading reports on why it's not getting much attention and where they stand.
Scientists say you don't have to imagine what might happen if climate change is not addressed. Communities across Wisconsin witnessed the effects this past summer, according to Paul Robbins. He's director of the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies at UW-Madison.
The changes are increased precipitation in extreme weather events, like the kind we saw down in this part of the state. I mean, real gully washers, 2 inches or more, or 4 inches or more in a 24, 48-hour period. We had 15 inches of rain.
Robbins says there are steps the government can take to address climate change, but the issue has been an afterthought in Wisconsin's campaigns this year. Asked why she's not talking about climate change, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Leah Vukmir said at a stop in Superior this week that climate change just isn't a top concern she's hearing from voters. She's hearing more about health care, immigration, and taxes.
I have to admit, those are the issues I'm hearing from people the most on. But certainly as somebody who believes we have this beautiful country that and this globe, this earth that we've been given by God, it's our duty to protect it. And I do believe that obviously there is some change that is occurring to climate. What the cause of that is, there are a lot of questions.
When it comes to talking about climate change, Republicans don't agree with some of the proposed solutions. When asked why he's not saying much about climate change, Governor Scott Walker said his administration has tried to make the state cleaner and greener.
What we've done is change things, reform things to make sure the Department of Natural Resources is out front, aggressively working with property owners, with small business owners and farmers to try and avoid the problems in the first place.
But under Walker, Wisconsin has also sued to block Obama-era plans to curb greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. Walker said the plan could increase costs for ratepayers and businesses by up to $13 billion. And Vukmir argues many environmental policies haven't shown they're making a difference. Democrats haven't talked about climate change much during this race, but they're quick to point out that it's real. At a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association debate, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin said the effects of climate change are something she's seen firsthand.
I've been twice up to northern counties in 2016 and 2018 just to survey damage from incredibly extreme rain events that have washed out roads and cost local communities, state and federal resources.
And Democrat Tony Evers says DNR funding cuts are at the root of the state's pollution problems. When asked why he's not talking about climate change, Evers says he's a candidate that knows climate change is real and pointed the finger back at Walker for the removal of climate change language from the DNR's website.
As state superintendent of public instruction, we actually stole the climate change stuff from the DNR website before it was scrubbed, so it still exists in the state of Wisconsin. Clearly, Scott Walker doesn't believe in it.
Still, Evers isn't talking about the climate in his 30-second TV ads. Neither is Baldwin or Walker or Vukmir. It might not resonate with voters, but UW-Madison's Robbins says the state will have to deal with the problem one way or another.
We either pay for this up front by getting through an energy transition to a sustainable outcome, or we're going to pay for it later.
UN scientists estimate it would take $2.4 trillion a year to ward off the worst effects of climate change, the droughts, the flooding, and the food shortages. But they say doing nothing could cost more than 20 times that to deal with climate change later on. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.